Hi, and welcome to Anime Cons TV podcast, the Artist Alley edition. My name is Svetlana Shmakova, and I am a manga and comics author. We already did a previous installment on the theme of Artist Alleys, the very complex and deep topic that it is. It was an interview with Melissa McCommon back in the winter. This one is not an interview. This one is a challenge to myself. I used to do Artist Alleys fairly regularly back in the day, but I dropped off the circuit because, quite frankly, I was not good at it. Everybody but me could sell my work, but I could not. And I have a new book coming out, my first original book in several years, and it's time to get behind my own work, I thought, and try to level up in presenting myself to the world, and, well, presenting my work to the world. So, I went to the internet in its eternal wisdom, and I asked it for help, and many kind people volunteered information and resources, and I combed through those and took away four pretty major tips, which I will employ in my leveling up of presenting my work to the world, and I will tell them to you right now. So tip number one that I took away from reading all the resources that people kindly linked me to is have a theme. Now, this is something I realized I never did with my previous attempts to have a table set up at a convention. I just plopped whatever I had, and I draw in several different styles, so I just had it all. And it was a mishmash. It wasn't anything. I wasn't presenting a unified front to the passerby at the convention, so the source that I was reading was suggesting to have something that is not the same, but has a harmony to it, not a mishmash of discordant pieces that have nothing to do with each other, but have a theme. And I decided, since the book that I will be launching at the convention, the first convention that I will be going to in months, is the most adorable thing I have ever written, so I will choose cute as my theme. So I'll probably pick stuff like, I have a print that has to do with a writer kitten, so I'll probably do that. I have some fairy bookmarks. We'll pick those. The second tip that I received from the internet is be prepared. This is also something I never ever did. I would show up to a convention table with no tablecloth, no price tags, sometimes no money, and I would have to borrow change from fellow artists at the neighboring tables, which was truly embarrassing. But this time I made a list. So my supply list, which I also sourced from the various websites that were linked to me. So scissors, you really need those, absolutely. In the most unexpected moments, you need scissors. Scotch tape, also, never there when you need it at a con. Ruler, I can see the need for that. Sticky notes, if I forget price tags, at least I'll have sticky notes. Signing pens and Sharpies, also in short supply whenever you need them. Receipts, also something that I never expected to encounter, but this must be a US thing, seller's permit. I'll need to look into that. Tablecloth, it is on the list, so I won't forget it this time. Book easels for presentations, they have cheapy ones at like the Dorlish store, so I'll look into getting some of those. Business cards, promo cards. Something that I thought was really interesting, I saw it on a friend's Artist Alley table. It was a little stand-up card that had her social network handles on it, and it said take a picture with the picture of a camera, and I thought that was a really great idea for people who like your work and would like to find you later. they can just snap a shot. They don't have to write anything down. Medicine. People who have presented at conventions know that headaches come on swift and fierce, and you better have some Tylenol or Advil with you. And also, there's upset tummies because convention food, right? And price list, price tags. I'm sure I'll add to this list as time goes on and my preparation proceeds. But this is my list so far. Tip three, plan the display. Do it at home so that when you get to your table, you're not paralyzed by what do I do with all this stuff that I brought. I've looked at photos online of setups that people have made. I was very intimidated by what they have done, the structures that they have built on their tables. I don't think I'll get there quite this fast. I'll just try to get away with a cardboard set. One of the things that everyone was suggesting in those posts is to build up so that your stuff is not just flat on the table, but it's facing the people passing by so that they can look at it like at a person rather than what's that down there? It's a little far. So building up with stands, easels, having a banner, a stand-up banner behind you or in front of the table, depending on the table setup and the convention rules. The post also suggested to not clutter up the space and give your items space to breathe so it doesn't... people get choice paralysis, apparently, and I get that. I get choice paralysis when I'm faced with too many things. So having items well framed by negative space, to use some artsy talk there. Have different price points on your table. They recommend from like $1 to $10, the low price point, from 10 to 30, the medium price point, and then like the higher ones, depending on what your prices are. And I added this myself. I haven't seen this mentioned, but I've forgotten to add this to my table. And people always ask, your contact information. And that card that I was mentioning earlier, where people can just take a picture of it and all your social network handles are on it, is great for that. So just a little standy thingy. I'm going to make one. Tip number four, bring things to sell. Now, this may seem like a no-brainer, but again, I have done this. I have shown up to conventions with not nothing to sell, but like a thing that I had to offer and this giant table that I had to fill with this one thing. So this time I will not make this mistake. It's a month away from San Japan, where I will have my table that I'm making myself battle ready for right now. And that's where we will be launching the new book, which comes out around the same time. So my things to sell, I made a list again, and I lost it. I had a list. Oh, here we go. I have my list. So I will have the book. I'll need to order a box from the publisher. I plan to have a collection of Svetlany Wineverly's and short stories, a book that I will print at lulu.com. It's a printer printer on demand we've been using for a while for my comics collective anthologies, and we've had good experience with them. It's good quality, sturdy binding. I'll have bookmarks, which I'll make myself. I've already done some. We'll see how many I actually get done. Prints, I've done them through Lulu before, but several people have suggested catprint.com, and they said that they have a cardstock, which is almost like watercolor paper. I am really curious to try that, so I will try them. And maybe stickers? PSPrint.com, we had a really good experience with them printing cards, postcards. They were fast, they were very courteous, and the price was great, and the quality was amazing. So I can try stickers. Also, I've seen people do buttons, so maybe try that. But I will have things to sell in a month. And just so you know, this is actually part one. This is the part where the cliffhanger comes. In part two, you get to find out, this part is called the plan. Part two will be called the result, where we will shoot a video of my table. It will either look really sad, as it always has over the previous years, or maybe it'll look amazing after I follow these four tips that I was presented with by the kindness of Tumblr and internet. If you have any comments or suggestions for me and for AnimeCons TV, please call and write us at the address below. They will put the information here. And in the meantime, there were also several resource links shown to me where it's communities of artists, and it's specifically for artists presenting in artist alleys at different conventions. And they will be scrolling right now for you. Thank you very much for watching. I'm Svetlana Shmakova for AnimeCons TV.